Well, Declan, start first of all, what, 10 days out or so, and obviously still not sure who you're playing, but how was the state of the health of the squad?
Good, Tom, yeah. No, listen, hey, we have a full squad, all 30 players, working hard, and looking for those jerseys now, going into the Super 8s against either Clare, Meath and McQuill Park on the 14th.
Yeah, that's a unique situation at this time of the year, given the amount of football that's played.
Yeah, it is, and you know, credit to the guys in the S&C, guys, and also credit to you know, the medical team that they're there. And, but listen, things can change, and I mean, one training session can bring in a couple of players. But luckily enough, at the minute, they're all coming through and training really well at the minute, which is positive.
Just a little over a week to go now. What's the plan for the week? All the heavy work is done. I suppose it's down to tactics, and obviously from Sunday on, it's down to, or Saturday on, it's down to looking at the opposition.
Yeah, listen, exactly. From Sunday on, we'll look at opposition. We'll play Clare on the Sunday, and we'll watch that. We'll be at that now, watching that with interest. But in saying that, you know, we look at our own end of it, to be quite honest, Tom, and I said it inside early on, we have room for improvement, there's no doubt. We played well in the first half and semi-final against Tyrone, and the first half of the Ulster final against the Cavan, but we need to maintain that for longer periods. And there was parts of the second half against Cavan that wouldn't just be good enough. We conceded 2-3 in the last 10-12 minutes of that game, so that's something that we just need to improve on and finish out strongly, you know.
But it's understandable that you would maybe take the foot off the gas a little when you are so far ahead.
Not really, no. You've got to go and finish games out, and we've got to be clinical in that element, and we've got to do that. And but as I say, the Ulster Championship's over. We had really three good games to Ulster to get over the line. We're in now to the Super 8, which is another competition. And you know, we were in this position last year, but the target has to be to get out of that, you know.
Yeah, is it like a new competition, really? Is it like starting up again?
Well, it is, yeah. You know, but as I said last year, the easier, the best way to get to the Super 8 is the one-year province, and we've lucky enough now, we've gone back-to-back, and that's a great achievement for everyone involved, players, management, and legacy. It's a great place to be. And the Super 8, I mean, it's a new competition. It's in the second year now, but you're playing three really good matches now in the space of 4 weeks in the middle of summer in front of big crowds. That's exactly where you want to be, and that's what's going to move the team on. And as I say, the lads are really chomping at it and really looking forward to it.
You missed out on making the semi-final last year. 1-1 game, lost to Dublin, lost at home to Tyrone, and I know that one hurt, and you already avenged that defeat, but obviously a lot learned from last year, was there?
Well, listen, we made great strides last year, just brilliant. Great. We had a brilliant run through Ulster last year also, really good run through Ulster, racking up big scores. We went to Croke Park, played reasonably well against Dublin, got two goals conceded from Niall Scully, and you know, lost a match, I think, by 5 points that evening. Went in and beat Roscommon. A match down here in Balbuffet, I felt, you know, we were in the ascendancy for almost 60 minutes of that game, and we didn't see it out. So yeah, it was learning from that match. But you know, as a group, it was always, you were never just going to go and you know, it's small steps, and I think that's what we've done. We went in through the National League, and we didn't, you know, we looked at a lot of players, we looked at systems, we looked at different things going through the National League campaign, and you know, we lost two matches back to back, and the alarm bells were starting to ring in certain areas. But listen, we knew what the lads were getting there, and bit by bit we finished the league out strongly. And you know, it was great to get back into Division 1. That was our number one goal for the year, was to get back into Division 1, and two was to retain the Ulster title. And we knew if we got that Ulster title, then we're in the Super 8s. So we're in the Super 8s now, Tom, and the next target is to get out of that Super 8s with three matches in the next 4 weeks, and to get into the last four. That's our target.
As we said at the outset, you're going into the Super 8s, and the only sure thing you know is that you're going to be playing Kerry in 2 weeks' time, Clare or Meath in the first game, and then Galway or Mayo. Do you look at those games and say, well, we need to win that one, we're a good bet for that one?
No, we look at the first match on the 14th here, Tom, either Clare or Meath, and we have won that. That's the bottom line. We've got to start. We've got to win that game here in McQuill Park, and then all our focus and attention will turn to Kerry. And that is about what, there's no doubt about that there. I mean, Kerry play a brilliant brand of football, really attacking, attack-minded. And
usually you're a team, when they get to Croke Park, you can get better.
Oh, there's no doubt. Kerry will get better. And I mean, that's going to be a serious, serious test for us. And if you look then at our last match, we're going to have to go west, either Mayo or Galway, and that's not going to be easy. So listen, it's a difficult, difficult group to be in, and you know, we're going to be at our best if we want to get out of it.
Yeah. Looking at the games that are coming up, Last year you had to go to Dublin for your first game. Obviously you weren't happy about that and it was changed. So is it an advantage now to have the first game at home?
I don't know, to be quite honest, but listen,
would you prefer to have the first one or the last one?
Time will, maybe, but listen, that's the draw that's made. So we have Clare and Meath, Clare and Meath and Balbuffet, and it's important from the Donegal supporting public to come out in big numbers that day, and to get to continue to stay behind that team. And as I say, we're going to take it one step at a time, and that's our challenge, is to get 2 points from McQueen Park on the 14th against either Clare or Meath, and set us up nicely for that match in Croke Park. And yeah, no, it's an exciting time. There's no doubt about that. There to be involved, and an exciting time for everyone. But everyone needs to keep their feet on the ground. We have a lot of hard work to do. We have a lot of work to do on the training ground, even between now and then. And the lads continue to do that.
As you know, there's a lot of chat out there about Donegal, the only team that's capable of beating Dublin, obviously the last team to beat them in the championship. And is that a concern that will get through to the players?
Well, we spoke about it right away after the Ulster final. You know, there's stuff being written and there's stuff being said, and that's part and parcel of the media, social media, written media, whatever. But you know, we have to stay away from all of that. You know, it's what we can control is within the group, and every night that we go to training, we look for improvement from every player within that group, whether it's in an attacking element or a defensive element, whatever we're doing. So we look for those improvements every night. And the one good thing about it is that within that group we have of 30 players, any one of those players, Tom, can be in that first 15 or that 21 that's going to be playing on Sunday week. We've done it all year. We've done it since over the last 2 years, and that makes the training at the minute very, very competitive, and every guy's out there really, really going at it every night.
And it's supposed to whet a lot of appetites. You did pull a rabbit out of the hat the last day in the Ulster final. You gave Oran McFadden his debut in an Ulster final. Not many managers have done that. Not many Donegal managers have done that.
No, well, listen, suppose when you sat down and if you asked me the question, did I think hard about it? I probably did. But, you know, was there a surprise within our group? No, because we've seen the intensity and the quality that he had brought to training over the last 6 weeks. He's been in for the last 3 months. He was getting there bit by bit, but over the last 5-6 weeks, he's been really at it. And no more than, I mean, this guys at the minute, Tom, they're putting their hands up now. And do not be surprised if you go into a Super 8 with guys getting a start that haven't started in the Ulster Championship.
With the games coming thick and fast, you probably will need to use a lot of players. You have 3 games in 4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's always the likelihood of picking up knocks and injuries, and that's part and parcel of it. And again, we have still a number of training sessions between now and that first match, and anything can happen. So, yeah, as I say, it's close-knit. It's the one thing, you know, within that close-knit group is that there's a real togetherness, and there's a real squad ethos in there, and it's not about any individual, it's about that whole group. And I think that's important.
You have an older group of us, obviously Michael Murphy, Frank Madlin, Neil McGee, Leo McLoon, you know, and then you have the younger group like Jeremy Brennan, you have Michael Langan, you have Jason McGee, you know, they've all come in, Neil O'Donnell, they've all come in this year and they've really, really stepped up again. You know, they've put that year they had behind them, and now they've moved on to another level.
The mixed just there, Tom, if you look at it, and I've said this before, it's so important. You know, the likes of Frank, the likes of Neil McGee, Michael Murphy, Leo McLoon, Paddy McGrath, real leaders within the group, not just good footballers, but real experience that bring huge amount, not just to the training ground, but off the pitch also. You have the middle group that you mentioned, and you have the young lads coming through, and as I say, it's gelled well together, and they continue to challenge each other every night of training, and that's what's important about it. And that, you know, but you have that blend. There's no doubt that the experience that's within the group is absolutely vital.
And you've been working with quite a lot of these guys since they were 14, 15 years of age. You know them well, obviously.
I do, and listen, you know, people talk about Jamie Brennan, and, you know, is it any surprise that Jamie had a good... No, Jamie's been, to me, been a top forward since I knew him at 15, 16. He's learning the ropes all the time. He's built up now. He's got a lot stronger. And, you know, the one thing I knew about likes of Jamie or Unknown Van or a Stevie McManaman or any of these guys that are in there now is their work. They really work hard for the team, no more than the rest of the guys. They work. They have a brilliant belief within themselves also, and also want to improve every night they go out.